Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer. Robinson Cano off to lefty specialist Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven scoreless innings.
All right, welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill here. Hope you had a nice weekend. We have a lot to get to in this edition of the podcast, a Monday edition. Thanks for being here as the Mariners get a much-needed, a badly-needed victory over the A's yesterday in a game where they really broke out the sticks. 11 runs on the board for the Mariners. We have some highlights coming your way, some reaction from that game. Also, a couple of fun conversations Rick Riz had over the weekend. One was Scott Brosius, always fun to talk to, so that will come up in a few minutes. And Mitch Haniger as well, who just continues to be outstanding in this first month of the season. So Rick will talk to both Scott Brosius and Mitch Haniger. That will come up in a few minutes. We'll get to the game highlights as well, but let's talk about the backdrop of yesterday a little bit. Roster shakeup before the ball game, a couple of moves made. The biggest ones, Daniel Vogelbach is up with the club, and DFA'd Leonis Martin, who has struggled offensively so far this season, was a big part to what the Mariners did last year, outstanding defensively, of course, in center field. Also had some big moments with the bat, a couple of walk-offs along the way, but just has struggled this year. So with this in mind, happening before the ball game with the move made, let's hear from Scott Servais, him talking about the move and the kind of the thought process that went into it.
And yesterday, obviously, we decided to make a move on the roster and get Daniel Vogelbach, obviously, back with us. He'll be in there today at first base to make room for him. We had to make a decision with Leonis Martin, which not easy. Those decisions are hard. I have a lot of I really like Leonis. I think he's a big part of what we were doing here. Unfortunately, it just, really hadn't got going offensively. And if you kind of date back to, kind of the second half of last season, to really struggled through spring training. He had a couple good days, but for the most part wasn't very consistent. And then, getting off to the rocky start here this year. And we want to let some other guys play. I think Guillermo Heredia and, some other guys that we have, I think offensively, maybe an opportunity to do a little bit more than what Leonis was doing. Just wasn't going. So, he gets DFA'd, kind of goes through that process, see if he gets claimed by another club or not. And if he doesn't, we'll adjust from there.
So Dyson, obviously, center, set to play on
that. Yeah, we'll play Dyson. And Guillermo and certainly has done a good job in center. Haniger's played center field before. Okay. So to give, Dyson a blow, we've got some other guys that we can put in there. And, it's one of the issues that we addressed this offseason was to get more guys that could do the different things and play center field's part of it. Last year we didn't have that luxury. And, it's unfortunate. The move is what it is, but it's the do-good league. I say it all the time. I've said it before. We want to have guys, have good process and good at-bats and all that other stuff. But, when it's not happening, you also have to look, okay, how long has this been going on? Where are we at? And expectations for our ball club are very high, as they should have been. And they talked about it in spring training, we were ready for it. We haven't played that well on the road, particularly, and we got to pick it up.
Scott, how are you going to use Dan?
He's going to play first base. It's the bat we're looking for. Understand that he has been swinging the bat very well in Tacoma, kind of doing what he does. He controls the strikes and a lot of deep counts, and that's what we want him to do here. Just be who he is. I think Danny's struggles against right-handed pitching. We've seen it. I think he's got 65, 70 at bats almost, and the bottom of our lineup really hasn't been able to get much going. So just trying to put guys in there and make it tougher for the opposing pitcher to work through it, and hopefully get some more results.
So will he play platoon, or will Danny move around the field as kind of that?
You know, Danny, I thought Lynch has done a nice job at first base. You know, obviously when we get Gene Segura here, hopefully back in Detroit, Motter kind of goes into that utility role. And Danny, you know, he's got versatility. He could go to third. He can, you know, run in the outfield. So, you know, we'll look at that as well. But right now, you know, just mix and match every day what we think will be best for our offensive lineup to get something going, you know, here on the road.
How do you see using Heston?
Oh, it's more length, you know. He's been throwing the ball much better, kind of got his sinker back. He has been in the rotation there in Tacoma, so, you know, he'll be, you know, used if, you know, something happens to Gallardo early in the game, we would go to him.
Do you expect Segura Tuesday?
Yes, that is the plan.
Leonis is a popular guy, especially with a lot of your Latin players. Are you worried at all about that and just how they reacted to that?
Well, I think anytime, you know, there's a little bit of a, you know, shock, holy cow, you know, this can happen. I mean, sometimes that can be a good thing. You know, sometimes I think, you know, the way guys are wired nowadays, you know, we got to go out, we got a ball game to play today, and you know, we need to go out and perform, win the ball game today, and then see where it goes from there. Like, again, you know, if Leonis Martin does happen to clear waivers, you know, he comes back with us, he goes to Tacoma, he gets it right, and quite frankly, I think that's what he needs. He needs to go out and play for a while and get it right, get some confidence back again, and we could see him back here. So I don't want to write Leonis Martin off as being a Mariner. Very well could come back to us.
Is it hard to see him? Like, I mean, he just seems so down. He was such a gregarious personality, and the struggles, it seemed like, really hurt him.
It's hard to see anybody struggle, especially guys that you're close to, have a relationship with. I've known Leonis for a long time. I was there the first day he was a Ranger, you know, back when I worked with Texas. So I've known him since, you know, the day he got came off the boat, so to speak, and signed his contract and was with us there. So, but the things happen. You know, it is a business as much as, you know, it is a game. It does come a time where you got to produce, and that's where we're at right now.
Segura coming back, that helps that offense too. But
no doubt. And Gene's obviously one of the better hitters in the National League last year. Was off to a good start with us. So, you know, it frees us up to do some things with Motter and move him around the field as well.
So now Vogel back is up. And for Martin at this point, we just play the waiting game for the next few days to see whether a trade has worked out, a claim, perhaps he passes waivers and ends up in Tacoma, as Scott Servais alluded to. So with his situation, we just sit and wait to see what happens. For the Mariners, yesterday, a game where they had, well, coming into the game, they had lost three in a row to start the road trip, three in a row against the Oakland A's, looking to finally salvage the finale. And it's funny when you look at how this series started with the A's beating James Paxton and his 0.00 ERA. The Mariners were trying to turn the same trick on Triggs, who came in for the A's with a 0.00 ERA. The Mariners got on the board early. They got a run in the first inning to take a 1-0 lead. But it's the third inning when the Mariners really started to go to work offensively and bust this one wide open. And Taylor Motter landing the big blow, a grand slam.
Out of the stretch, the pitch swung on, driven to deep left center field. It's got some carry. Goodbye. Grand slam, Taylor Motter. That's the way to bounce back. A grand slam for Taylor Motter. And the Mariners have a 6-0 lead here in the third.
Yeah, they didn't waste much time. 6-0 lead at that point. That was a 5 spot in the third inning. Motter going deep. Goes 2-for-5 in the game, scores a run, 4 ribbies along the way. It's amazing to think about what accomplished for the Mariners, especially with Gene Segura coming back on Tuesday, which is obviously great news for the Mariners. But Motter, his 5th home run, think about how rare this is. He becomes only the 4th Mariners shortstop to hit 5 or more home runs in a month. That's it. Number 1 on the list is Alex Rodriguez, who did it a ton of times. He did it 19 times in a Mariners uniform, 5+. But outside of that, Ray Quiñones did it once. He hit 6 in June of 1988. Todd Cruz did it once. He hit 5 in September of 82. And now Taylor Motter this year, in April of this year, hit 5. That's the list. And considering he's not really the starting shortstop, and it's filled in so well, and I think he gives the Mariners a lot of options moving forward. Can play all kinds of positions, obviously has a ton of pop, can turn around a fastball. a guy that the Mariners really haven't had coming off the bench in a while, which is should really pay dividends. And then you start to dial out what the top of this lineup could look like with Segura and the way Haniger's hitting, Cano and Cruz starting to dial it in, a healthy Seager as well. They have a chance to score a ton of runs, and they certainly did yesterday with 11 on the board. They weren't done scoring after that grand slam either. Nelson Cruz going yard.
And a pitch. There's a drive. Deep left field. Boom. Stick, baby. Three-run homer, Nelson Cruz. And the Mariners have a 9-0 lead.
9-0, and Cruz was not done. He would add some more in the ninth.
And the 3-2 to Cruz. Swinging a line drive, fair ball down the left field line in toward the corner. Haniger running third. He'll score run number 10. Cruz in at second base with an RBI double and his fifth RBI of the game. Up of the ball is Matt Joyce. Gets the throw in. Mariners pick up another run here in the ninth. And now lead it 10-1 over the A's. And what an afternoon for Nelly Cruz with five runs batted in.
11-1 would be the final as, the offensive days just were all over the place. Mitch Haniger goes 3-for-4, three runs scored, a walk, and a sacrifice. So Haniger reaches four times and scores three runs. The last Mariner to reach base four times in a game and score three times in the same game, Mitch Haniger, 4 days ago. So he's on that kind of roll. He's just ridiculous. Hitting .321 now with a .430 on base percentage. He has scored a ton of runs. Robinson Cano had two hits, 2-for-4. He scored twice, walked, drove in a run. Nelson Cruz, 2-for-4, five ribbies, had that home run. He scores three times. He walked as well. Dan Vogelbach, his first RBI, first Major League RBI. Went 1-for-4 in the game, drew a walk, saw 33 pitches, a team high. Motter goes 2-for-5, a run, four ribbies, had the grand slam. So just up and down the lineup, some great plate appearances, some great at-bats, and the Mariners win big, 11-1. Here's Taylor Motter after the game, and listen to what he says, especially at the end. You are going to love this quote.
Yeah, it's a big help. I'm sure it takes a lot off Giovanni's shoulders. And, you know, he pitched a heck of a game, too. When it comes down to it, he shut him out throughout the game. So, combination of finally everything coming together, and it was perfect.
You don't swing at the first pitch breaking ball, bases loaded. Do you think he was coming up with fastball then? You didn't want to bring it out
line? I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what pitch I hit.
It was fastball.
Yeah.
It seems like you've been hitting a lot of fastball.
Yeah. It was funny. When I first started seeing him, I hit that slider out, and I made a joke saying that I only hit sliders out in the big leagues, and lately I've been hitting a few fastballs, which is nice. But, yeah, like I said, I don't even know what pitch I hit out. I just put a good swing on it. Hope to get it.
Yeah, how much fun are you having? Just a chance to play every day and tribute and doing things.
I mean, having a chance to play is great, and watching this team win is even better. When we're losing and I'm playing every day, it's not fun. You know, it's not a good feeling. But today, right now, good win, 11-1, going on the road to Detroit, got an off day tomorrow. One of the happiest people in the world right now.
Yeah, Gene's coming back on Tuesday. You feel like you've earned some playing time, at least the trust from Scott that he can put you out there, know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I've done my job, did whatever I could while Gene was gone to help his team win. And whatever they do with the lineup, I have no control over. So do what they want, and let's go win some ball games. That's all I care about.
Let's go win some ball games. You got to love that attitude. That's impressive. So that's great to hear. And what a month he is having, the grand slam. So not only was it a big offensive day, Gallardo, his best outing as a Mariner, pitching into the seventh, 6 1/3, four hits, a run, one walk, and seven strikeouts on 108 pitches. Here's what was working for the Mariner starter.
You know, the last outing, like I said, I mean, I think, we maybe a little bit too late to mix in some changeups and, you know, just use all my pitches earlier in the game. And I think, there today from the first inning on, you know, they had a lot of left-handed hitters up there and, you know, we missed in some early changeups, some good two-seam fastballs to get ground balls for early outs, and, you know, it just went from there. And I think we were using both sides of the plate with all with all the pitches. So I think that was key also.
You had talked previously about trying to be too fine and not being aggressive with hitters. How much of that mindset shift came into play today?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. You know, like I said, I think it's, just fill the ball over the plate. Like I said, I mean, just command the ball over the plate and get the guys to swing the bats, and obviously that's the number one goal, and then you can go from there. You know, you can expand whenever you need to, and I was getting some ground balls whenever I needed to, and strikeouts whenever I needed to, and I think it's, it just, like I said, I mean, it just shows that, you know, we were attacking the zone. You know, MC did a great job back there, just, mixing everything up, staying out of patterns, and, you know, just being aggressive.
Yeah, was that easy to do when it's 1-0, 2-0, 6-0, 9-0?
Definitely always helps, you know, when we were able to put some, you know, that first run up on the board in the first inning. But yet again, you know, it's just being a, you know, there's good hitters up and down each and every team. You know, you can't get away from your game plan. You still got to stick with your game plan, go out there and make pitches, because, it's the same way that we were able to score runs early, you know, the same thing can happen on the other side. So I think it's, as you said, I mean, the most important thing, just make quality pitches. Make quality pitches and attack the zone.
So that was Gallardo after the game as the Mariners win 11-1. 11 hits for the M's. Also drew 6 walks along the way. Here's the skipper's reaction to everything.
Our at bats were really good all day, but I can tip my hat. Giovanni Gallardo did an awesome job, kind of mixed up some things and spent some time with Mel, kind of changing up his game plan a little bit going into today, and it really paid dividends. You know, he saw more change up, more back and forth instead of just always going to the cutter or slider, and it was really effective. And I think it's something that he can hold on to and run with for a while.
And with Nelly, he'd been putting a good swing on balls, but today he's got a little bit more to show for it.
No doubt. Big day. The 3-run homer, you get 5 RBIs today. A lot of guys up and down the lineup today. Haniger continues to be very impressive. He just doesn't give at-bats away. Robbie swung the bat well. So, it's nice. His contributions up and down, and that's what's going to take for us to hopefully put a streak together.
Can Haniger set a tone with those at-bats? Do you see that in the lineup?
Well, no doubt. He just doesn't give at-bats away. And it sounds easy. But when you're having a good day or you're having a bad day, sometimes you just throw away in a bad here or there. He just doesn't do that. He has a very good approach. He knows what he's looking for when he goes up there and what he can handle and what the pitcher's going to try to do. And, he rides it out. So, it has been probably the highlight of our season so far is what he's done in 2-hole.
Did it seem like there was a little extra energy out there today?
Yeah, I think, guys are disappointed we haven't played better on the road. And, I talked earlier, you got to hit on the road. We haven't gotten a lot of hits with men on base. And hopefully those things picked up today. And so when that happens, good things are going to happen. And we've got a good offensive team, but, you got to get hits with men on base.
Hey, Scott, go ahead, Greg. We've been waiting for that big hit. Modern comes up with the one. That to just kind of break things
open. It's huge, and Taylor hasn't missed many fastballs, and the ball's down middle in, he doesn't miss it, and very aggressive player. Obviously he's up there hunting the fastball, he got it and put a great swing on it, but I just thought a very professional approach by all of our guys today, and we need some big hits, we got it.
Hey, this is Mater's last day as your starting shortstop, probably. You going to find a place for him?
We'll find a place for him, yeah. What he's brought, just an offensive punch in our lineup, quality of at-bats. We'll keep moving him around the field, but it'll give guys a chance to get a day off here or there. We'll see how Kyle's feeling after the day off and go from there.
All right, so the Mariners get the win 11-1. Off day today and then on to Detroit. We'll preview that series coming up in the podcast tomorrow. And then to Cleveland over the weekend. So the road trip continues, a long road trip that won't see the Mariners back home until May. So with the recap taken care of, let's hand it over to Rick Riz with Mitch Haniger.
Chance to sit down and get to know Mariners right fielder Mitch Haniger, having a tremendous start, his first full year in the big leagues and having a great rookie season. Playing right field, what's more fun, taking away a home run from Joey Gallo or hitting a home run right now?
I would have to go with taking it away just because of the circumstances. When he hit that ball, that probably would have put them up by, I think they would have been 8-6, so kind of preserved the tie there. Definitely kept us in the game, so I would have to go with that one.
Kid comes up to you, said, "Mr. Haniger, I want to play right field." What would you tell a young player, boy or girl, about playing that position?
Well, firstly, if you're a young kid coming up, I would encourage you to play every position possible. Don't set your heart on one specific position, maybe until, you know, later in high school or even college. I was a shortstop coming up until I made my varsity team when I was a sophomore, and then I started playing center field. In summer ball, I would still play, you know, third, maybe a little bit of short, kind of bounce around. But that's something that I really wish I kept trying to do in college and even in professional baseball. It's really hard as you kind of climb the ranks to play multiple positions, but I think it's really beneficial. If you can play a couple positions, it could definitely take you to the next level.
Let's talk about swinging the bat, because you're doing such a tremendous job. Who taught you how to hit?
Early in Little League and stuff, my dad worked with me. I had an older brother that played baseball, so he definitely helped me too. My brother and my two cousins, we all played college baseball, Division I baseball, and growing up, we hung out a lot, and we'd play wiffle ball and bat lefty, bat righty. We were always playing baseball, and I think that's kind of where it came from, amongst a lot of other sports too. Just the really good athletes play a lot of different sports growing up, and that's kind of what I tried to do. Just try to get better and better every year. You know, it's a slow process. You know, each year, each day, you can build off of, you can help yourself for the future.
It's all about timing and hitting. How do you tell a kid to be comfortable up at home plate? What was the right stance for you, and how does a kid find that right stance for them?
I think just kind of tinkering with it to find out, just being loose and fluid up there is definitely my best advice for a kid. I would also say, you know, study the best hitters in the big leagues. Study the guys that are really good and try to mimic them. I mean, I remember growing up when I would, you know, bat lefty in our wiffle ball games, so I would pretend to be Barry Bonds. And it's funny, two off seasons ago, I started kind of trying to mimic guys, and I started to feel things that I had never really felt before, because I would study guys' film so much and start to try to see myself as him swinging, and I would start to do things with the bat that I hadn't done before, so I think that really helps.
Ted Williams said one of the hardest things to do in sports is to hit a round ball with a round bat squarely. You know, you got to hit a strike. He said that's the number one thing. You have such a good idea of the strike zone up there at home plate. Where did that come about for you?
Just playing the game, I think. Trying to really just swing at pitches I can drive. I'm not just up there just trying to put balls in play. I hate striking out more than anybody, but at the same time, sometimes you have to tip your cap to the pitcher, and sometimes they make great pitches that you can't necessarily drive. So, you know, early in the count, I'm trying to swing at balls that I can really, really punish and hit the ball hard. Yeah, I'm not looking for, you know, weak contact, and I just want to drive the ball.
What guys do you look at right now on this ball club to gain the experience? You know, you came up with the Arizona Diamondbacks last year. Who do you watch now on this ball?
Honestly, everybody. I mean, this is the big league, so everyone who's here, you know, they're here for a reason. I definitely try to pick Robbie's brain and Nelson Cruz's brain and Kyle Seager, and amongst many others. It just kind of depends on the day who I'm talking to, or if I see something and I want to ask a guy about him. I think that helps everyone. You know, I love it when guys come up to me and they ask me, like, hey, well, you know, you do this, why do you do that? Or in this situation, that just makes me better, it makes them better. You kind of realize that's how you develop your approach, is by talking hitting with other guys.
We've heard the expression, visiting with Mitch Haniger here and Rick Stips, slowing the game down. How do you do that?
For me, it's just about breathing, kind of just staying calm and realizing, you know, in a lot of the big situations, that's when the game can kind of speed up, you know, say the game's on the line, or, you know, but at the same time, when I'm in the box, usually there's more pressure on the pitcher. If I'm up there and the bases are loaded and there's no outs or one out, there's more pressure on him than me. So just realizing that the plan doesn't change. I'm trying to swing a strike and hit the ball hard and just keep it very simple for me. And when I think simple and I try to accomplish those two things, usually I get the results I want.
Final question, Mitch. What advice would you give a kid to play baseball, either as a hitter from the offensive side or defense?
Play as many sports as you can. Have fun, play the game really hard, study guys, you know, learn from the guys that are doing it at the big league level. Always be talking the game and trying to gain knowledge. From my personal experience, that's never going to change in my book. You know, I'm hoping to play this game for a really long time, but I don't think I'll ever stop trying to gain knowledge. And I don't know if there's anybody who could ever say that they figured this game out.
Yeah,
you know, you're always learning, so that's the biggest thing. Try to get better every day.
Well, young man, you are having a tremendous year. Great advice for the kids, and good luck the rest of the way. It's been a lot of fun watching you play in the early part of the season. Thanks for being our guest here on Rick's Tips.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And now Rick is back with Scott Brocious.
Chance to sit down and visit with new Mariners hitting coach Scott Brosius is working with Edgar Martinez. And Scotty, tell me a little bit about what it's been like for you joining the ball club. You were down at AAA Tacoma last year. You have a really good mix of veteran guys and young hitters on this ball club. What's your first month been like on this ball club working with these guys?
Yeah, number one, I think it's a really good group to work with. Every guy, you know, on the team has been very committed in terms of their craft, and that's important. You know, number one, there has to be a willingness to, and just kind of that, you know, relentless kind of pursuit to every day kind of get better, or if you're feeling good, stay good, and that type of thing. So, you know, attitude-wise, things like that, it's a really good group of guys to work with. And so for me, it's been fun to get to know these guys better and be in the cages and around the field with them every day.
You were an outstanding hitter for a long time with these Oakland A's and the New York Yankees. A guy like Robinson Cano and Nelson Cruz and also Kyle Seager, veteran hitters in this lineup. How tough is it to keep that consistency and try to feel good as long as you possibly can, because this game can really humble you in a heartbeat?
That's for sure. I mean, that's really is the whole challenge of this. It's for the in the younger guys, you know, in our lineup, to watch and kind of see just how every single day the routine is so important at the big league level. And if you look at the best hitters, and you look at the best hitters on our team, and you look at Robbie, and you look at Cruzy, Seager, those guys, they have a routine. They stick to it. They do it every single day. And that's no accident. You know, they've learned what works for them, and that's really the whole key of the game. I remember as a younger player, Mark McGuire, when I was playing here in Oakland, would say to me, "You're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are, that you're always kind of just one swing away." And his point was, there's always a little bit of a flow, and you're going to feel good some days and not as good the others. And so the key is making the peaks last as long as you can and the valleys be as short as possible. And that's really where that routine team comes into play.
Let's talk about a couple of the young hitters on this ball club. The young man in right field really stands out as having a heck of a start to his first full year in the big leagues. Talking about Mitch Haniger, 300 average, 4 home runs, 15 runs batted in, but he also takes his walks. What are you seeing from Mitch Haniger here in the early part of the year that makes him so good right now?
Awesome approach. He is, you talked about those veteran guys in terms of how they go about their work. He is every bit as good in terms of his work, and he's been that way from day one. He really looks like a veteran. He's very committed to his process, to his routines, and how he takes the bats. And if you watch him, he never looks different. Everything is the same. On top of that, he's very competitive. He's very serious. He takes this, he takes baseball, his craft, very serious. He's watching film. He's doing all the homework. So this is no accident that he's gotten off to the start that he has.
See you later!